Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Jen Gweb was diagnosed with end-stage kidney failure at the age of 22. It left her feeling defeated, broken, but needing to take control of her condition. Jen is in studio with us going to share her journey of what God has done in her as he prepares to do a work through her. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to lead you to Jesus Christ, to bring you closer and closer to Jesus, and for you to hear stories like Jen Gweb and what Christ has done and continues to do in her life in the midst of what could really be a life stopper for many people. Today, I want you to open your heart to what God has to say through her. And as you do, open your heart to what the Lord wants to do in your life. Because he loves you, he who sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross for your sins, he shed his blood on the cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and today the living Christ, who has filled Jen Gweb's heart with hope, calls you to himself. And it's Pastor Coach, Pastor Alfredo's, and my heart's desire that you, dear one, would open your heart to Jesus Christ. Jen Gweb, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Where did you grow up, Jen?
I grew up in Kaneohe. I went to Castle High School. I'm a Kaneohe girl, although I'm very mistaken to be a Farrington girl.
Yeah.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
That's actually a really good question. Although I grew up religiously as someone who I really looked up to, and even though we may not see eye to eye, I really did look up to my family members. My older brother is in the military, and I really adored his commitment. So it was actually multiple people, but my actual father, I've always adored and have always been blessed by his grace and just really seeing God at an early age in him. Again, we were brought up religiously, but as I look back on it now, I can see how much of his parenting over me affected me and affected my decisions in life and now my walk with Christ. So,
Jen, early on, you always knew God, you believed in God, but something happened along the way that kind of, made you desperate for the Lord in the sense of having a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
And, as you discovered at age 22 what happened, mm-hmm. tell us about that, because that really set the stage for you not just knowing about God, but coming into an intimate relationship with
mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. So, like I mentioned, I grew up in a Filipino home, very typical Filipino home, where I always felt the need to strive to be the best in everything I did, with talents, with work. I tried to be valedictorian, didn't get valedictorian, but I worked really hard at what I did, and I was a type of person that wanted to take control. Wanted to be a nurse, as every Filipino mother would want their child to be. So I knew what school I was going to. I was very driven career-wise, and I was very prideful of myself and how I was able to hit my milestones. Mm. And it wasn't until the semester before my last in nursing school where my world definitely changed upside down, 360. Is it 360? No, 180. But as a nursing student, you go through a lot of stresses. It was tough. It was a very difficult time in my life. not only emotionally, but eventually physically. I was diagnosed during finals week of my level 4 nursing school with kidney failure, and it was really weird how we found out upon it, actually. The month before, I went on a trip, spring break trip with some college friends. My body felt kind of weird, and there was something in me that kept saying, like, okay, I should get it checked out. So went forth, got it checked out, and my doctor just, because I was so young, they just felt like, oh, you're just stressed. It's just nursing school. Oh, you're just probably, your blood pressure's a little high, probably because, you know, you're drinking a lot of coffee. And it sounded reasonable, made sense. But something in me really kept pushing, asked for a full blood test. And I asked my doctor, and she was like, okay, yeah, let's go ahead and do it. 2 weeks after that, that's when my results came in. My kidneys were only functioning at 10%. She was floored by it. She was surprised, and she didn't really know how to reiterate the results to me. But I was in complete denial, and I asked her, like, how bad is this kidney failure? And being a nursing student, I should be aware of how it is. And so I have the wisdom and knowledge in being able to determine how severe and what my future would look like. And when I asked, is it bad as in I need dialysis? And when she said, yes, you're going to need dialysis. As a 22-year-old, I was in utter brokenness. I was in denial, and I'm like, I don't understand. Like, people, I take care of patients who are in kidney failure. I take care of patients who are on dialysis. Like, this is what I'm learning. This is what I'm going into. I'm supposed to be taking care of these patients. But me becoming a patient, like, I don't understand this. And immediately that day, I was sent to the hospital. I went to Queens. They had to run some blood tests. Because I was young, they weren't really sure. But sure enough, all my results kept coming bad. My kidneys were worsening. My blood count was actually really bad, and they didn't understand how I was still walking around. I needed 2 blood transfusions, which was kind of one of the most painful situations for me. It was funny. It was because for the first time, I became the patient, and I was on the other side of the fence. And when everything started to hit reality, and that this was going to be chronic, I was just in complete spiral.
Jen, did you have... Does this run in the family?
No. So my specific type of kidney failure, which they had to diagnose me with that day, they had to get a biopsy. It was generated from, it's called IgA nephropathy, meaning in layman's terms, basically the antibodies in my body. I had a previous infection, some type of infection. The most common type of bacterium is streptococcal bacterium. So it was a basic strep infection. I had a strep infection, and when the body overproduces antibodies that normally fights off infections and whatnot, the body doesn't know what to do with the extra antibodies, which is meant to do good. But what had happened was these antibodies, my kidneys couldn't filter them enough in time. And so they developed to start to scleroterize, meaning they kind of hardened within my kidney tubules. And it's a very silent killer. There's no real symptoms. There's real no side effects. The number one cause or number one sign is blood pressure. But there was so many effects going on at that time that doctors could only be able to discern thinking it was just my eating habits or stress or, you know, other factors, and never thinking it would be kidney failure. It's very rare. Yeah. So that's the river, how they came to be.
In the process of that, as you know, you find this out, you share with your family, you share with someone, you know, that was special to you. You also went through some real, difficulty with people receiving that news from you. Yeah.
So another factor that a lot of people didn't know about when I shared this testimony, but aside from getting hit blindsided from the kidney failure, about maybe a month ago, I was in a relationship at that time where I had just found out that my boyfriend of several years, we were always off and on, I thought I was going to marry this guy, but I found out that he had cheated on me, and that was another blindside moment. And to be hit twice was really a breaking time. But regardless of this much of tension, I still tried to take control, that there wasn't still surrender until months later, when God really got me on my knees, put me on my knees of a time of surrender. But Yeah, it was relationally, it was difficult too, because that was something that I wanted to cling on to. When you get devastated with the news like that, you wanted to cling on to your other half. You wanted them to be there for you. You wanted them to fulfill that void or your hurt, or to help heal that. But that relationship in itself was also going down a slippery slope. Right. And that's when... Yeah.
The feeling of abandonment,
mm-hmm. right.
that comes alongside another kind of abandonment, of feeling your body somehow
yeah.
in its improper function or incapable function has also inside of you has abandoned mm-hmm. you.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
So like a double, this is a double abandonment that yeah. you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
People feel abandon. People fear
that's right, Dan,
abandonment. Yeah. And yeah. we do things to
hang on, yeah.
Hang on yeah. and to keep ourselves from, we insulate ourselves
yeah.
from
yeah.
abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, you're articulate. I could tell you were in the running for valedictorian.
yeah.
It does not
Castle
surprise me. It does not. It's a proud night, right?
Proud.
It does not surprise me that you fulfilled the milestone of becoming a nurse, fulfilling mm-hmm. not only your dream but your mom's dream.
Mm-hmm.
But you're here, and there's something that has lifted you to a certain ebullience that is supposed to be misplaced. You're not supposed to have that. You're
yeah,
speaking
right.
with hope. You're
yeah.
speaking with a certain conviction and clarity.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't come from someone who's been twice abandoned.
That's right.
Mm.
When we come back,
yes.
Jen Gweb, Pastor Coach and I, and our dear listener right now, we want to know, where does this vivacity come from? This yearning hope, this love that comes out of your eyes,
yeah.
love for God, love for people. Would you share it when we come back?
Sure. Yeah.
More with Jen Gweb.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner.
Friday, June 19th.
Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministry
presents the 18th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club.
Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. Visit jccy.org to register.
Teams are filling fast. Register today.
Learn about special sponsorships at jccy.org. See why golfers return year after year.
Friday, June 19th.
Register at jccy.org.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
What would you do if you got word from your doctor that your physical condition was going to debilitate you? There are certain things that you had taken for granted, certain things in your life that you were planning on, and all of a sudden your plans have to change. And not only that, there's something more that is going to have to take place on a regular basis. In fact, you're going to hear more about that from Jen Gueb, our featured guest today. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm so grateful that you're with us today. In fact, you want to find out more about our show, you can get this program in its entirety if you're just tuning in right now. You can get it at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can find out more about Jen Gueb at gofundme.com/his will not mine. gofundme.com/his will not mine. More on that in a moment. Pastor Coach.
Yeah, you know, Jen, we're just talking about, you know, you sharing with such an excitement and a joy and love coming out of you. It's like what you've experienced, it's like you shouldn't be talking like that. Mm-hmm. Where do you get your source from? Where is that strength, mm-hmm. that love coming from?
It was when I had to really surrender it all to God. I grew up religiously. I grew up in a religious household. I knew of God. I've heard of Him. I knew what Jesus Christ did on the cross for me. At a very young age, I was blessed with that. But I never had a true relationship with Him. And I knew that at a young age, that's what I was yearning for. But nothing drives me to seek Him fully up until this moment, up until this young adult moment where I'm like, God, okay, I believe You are real because I need You right now. I need this hope. I am in complete surrender of You. Give me more of You. And it was in that moment and my constant walk, and it's a walk of sanctification, it really is. And it's along this newfound relationship where I was able to understand that there is an unconditional, loving God who is watching over us and is the creator of the world and is the one who has me in His hand. And in a moment that I knew I could no longer control, I was very atypical of trying to control the situation, but over my relationship and over my health, I had no control. So there was nothing else for me to do but look up. And from my newfound relationship with God, that's when I started to learn and to be surrounded by a community who encouraged me and you know, spoke truth into my life and filled me with godly wisdom and just getting in the Word and learning. But ultimately, it was living out an eternal perspective of knowing this life is not our own. We get so caught up and worried about our circumstances, our situations, our struggles, and sometimes we feel pity over ourselves and feel like, God, why is this happening? I don't understand the situation. I'm young. I'm still young. And one day I want a family, but the doctors are telling me now that I might not be able to have children. Like, I don't understand this. Help me to just surrender it, because that's the first thing we try to do. We try to understand the situation, and that's where the anxiety, the resentment, the anger, it all builds up. Mm-hmm. But when you can fully believe in a creator who has an amazing plan and can surrender everything to His will, and knowing the gospel, understanding the gospel that He truly loves us so much that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, for all that we've done in the past, and lived out the life that we were supposed to live and died the death that we were supposed to die. It's a humbling moment, and it's something that transforms your life fully. And from there, there's a joy, there's a peace, there's this supernatural thing that happens in your life that you're like, I get it. I understand that this life, it's nothing. There's an eternal kingdom waiting for us. And yet, sometimes we allow this worldly life to get the best of us. But knowing who our God is, who the Creator is, that's where the source comes from. And it just makes sense. It just falls awesome. Into place constantly. And His faithfulness, being able to be confident in His plan, His faithfulness would just constantly pour into your life and unknowingly, and He constantly is showing off in my life, and I'm always in awe of Him. So it's always
you know, Jen, you know that God, He can heal you. You know that.
Yes.
But you come to the place where you let go of your life, that even if you don't get healed, it's okay. Because you have an eternal perspective.
Yes.
You know you're going to be with Him forever.
Yes.
I think that's one of the keys, you know, Danny, you know, letting go of our lives and really putting our trust totally in Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that's what I see in this young lady here, mm-hmm. that exuberance coming out of her, you know.
And it's so easy to say that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But when you see someone who's living in a living in a different dimension.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, because the lens of life that she looks through,
yes,
you know, is with a very serious caveat,
yeah,
of reality that we, yeah, you know. Well, this is the thing, Coach, I think about. And when it comes to a certain form of terminal condition,
right,
it sort of puts a clock,
yeah, yes,
on life, right?
Mm.
And when you're diagnosed, it's some kind of validation or officiate. It officiates the condition.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What we're lulled into, all of us, is that we have more time than we actually do,
mm-hmm,
yeah,
when in fact there's a terminal condition for all of us.
That's, yeah, right.
But we're reminded, yeah, by Jen Gweb's,
that's right,
story.
Yeah.
Jen, mm-hmm, what's it like for you every single day when you go home? What's your life like?
Well, by the grace and blessing of God, I'm still able to live a pretty normal life, but what a lot of people don't see is behind closed doors. And at a young age, a lot of people, it's hard to grasp. From a nursing standpoint, I could always prepare myself for this in a way, but a typical day is, by the end of the day, whatever I have done, whether it be work or doing ministry work now, I do spend about 8 hours on peritoneal dialysis. And basically what it is I have a catheter inserted in me that I do treatment for 8 hours throughout the night. And that in itself, it's not necessarily the duration, but it's a constant struggle every night. And I tell this to my most closest friends.
It never goes away, right?
It never. It doesn't. And I rebel against it every night, and I'm always encouraged when people say you have to do it in worship of the Lord, and that keeps me going. And God uses everyone and anyone. I have a 4-year-old niece who will help me sometimes because she's so used to my constant need of it. And when I explain it to her, and her heart, I can see God just working through her too, saying, "Oh, Tita, I'll help you. Like, let me help you." And I'm just so amazed that she's so willing because she knows what the dialysis does for me and that the need for it.
You know, just trying to get this clear now. I mean, so you go out or whatever you do, activities, mm-hmm, and you're watching the clock and realize that you have to get home,
yes,
at a certain time because you have to go through some dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And it's tough some nights. Some nights it's in pain. Some nights I don't get rest. If I have work the next day, I have to go through it. I'm in prayer constantly. But it's always that struggle or that reminder, like, oh, I need to set up my machine. Oh, I need to do it again. I'm like, oh, who doesn't do this? And one of my most things that I miss so much is just falling asleep. Like coming home from a hard days of work or whatever it may be. And at a young age, you know, you're like, oh, I'll just fall asleep. Some people complain about, oh, I don't want to brush my teeth.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah,
is fine. You can miss a day or two for not brushing your teeth or to go to bed. But along with the kidney failure, I'm tired. I'm exhausted sometimes. And it's just, God, I just want to lay on my bed. I just want to easily fall asleep. But then the machine is there. I'm reminded that I need to do it. And it can get detrimental if I don't. And I never want to place this vessel that God has blessed me with in a position where I can no longer do His work, in a position where, you know, I'm unable to reach out for those who need to be reached. And so in every way, I need to honor God by choosing to continue with the treatments because I need to steward this body that He's blessed me with. Because unlike with a kidney failure, your body isn't supposed to really be going like this or be filled with energy in a way. But when you're solely relying on the power of the Holy Spirit and truly believe in the power of the Holy Spirit, God is constantly doing miracles in my life daily.
Jen, you said 8 hours.
8 hours.
I just want to make sure that we got that correct. And that, you know, and it's eight hours span of time that, mm-hmm, is uninterrupted.
Uninterrupted. I need to keep going.
Explain, what is dialysis?
Basically, so there is two types. A lot of people are more familiar with what is called hemodialysis, where they place a fistula or port within your arms or within where one of your main vein or arteries are located at. So that's one of the most common. Some of those patients will go into a clinic where they'll have nurses and they'll have people who are techs that will assist them with it. And they're connected to a machine for about 3 to 4 hours, and they go twice or three times a week. So it's just a visit. And that clears out the blood. And what it does is there's a machine that takes rid of all the toxins and all the impurities that is your kidney's responsibility to do. But because the kidneys aren't functioning, they rely on a machine. Peritoneal dialysis is what I use. Is the blessing in it is that I get to do it in the comfort of my own home. I don't have to necessarily go to a clinic and sit in a chair for a while. And again, I'm blessed with knowledge of as a nurse, so I'm capable of doing it. The downfall is I need to do it daily. With peritoneal dialysis, it does this. It uses through osmosis and diffusion, so it's boxes and boxes of fluid that you're constantly dealing with, and it just fills the peritoneum cavity. And through that process of osmosis and diffusion, it will attract all the toxins that are floating within our body, and attracts all the toxins, and then it'll filter it out, and the cycle just continues on for 8 hours straight in my situation.
Does it hurt?
Some nights there are cramping. In the beginning, it was a transition. It really was. And sometimes I'm kind of embarrassed to say, but even though I'm a nurse, I do not like needles. I have to poke myself every week.
Wow.
I dread surgery. I work in a surgical center, so I see surgery pretty much every day. But when it comes to me, oh, that's one of my weaknesses. I am like praying and shaking, but it's some of my fears. And I know that in those moments, I really have to surrender it to God. But yeah, some nights I'm crying in tears. I cry myself to sleep so I can become numb to it. But I'm constantly in prayer with God and just surrendering that moment.
There is a requirement of a certain level of meticulousness in the way that you have to prepare as a nurse. This meticulousness will prevent an infection.
Mm-hmm.
Will prevent other kinds of complications, wouldn't they, Jen?
Yes.
There is a meticulousness in the way that God works in our lives.
Oh, yes, it's true.
Sometimes we don't understand why the discomforts are there and why the so-called inconveniences exist. But we can trust. I know it's not easy to do, but we can trust in the meticulousness of God. I'm being reminded of that as I listen to Jen's testimony. And dear one, I hope you are too. She'll be back with more Heart to Heart with you. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, the normal reaction would be, well, maybe anger, maybe frustration. Do you, you get a word that your kidneys are failing, I mean, to the point that it's only working 10% and you have to go on dialysis. Your life is going to change. And you're 22 years old when you hear that. Well, that's the story of Jen Gweb. When I look at her in studio, she's not frowning. She's not moaning. She's not agitated or angry. There's a pleasantness about her, a peace. But there's also a verve. There's something moving and pulling, driving her, compelling, and she's attributing it as having come from the Lord. Jen Gweb is our guest today. I'm Danny Yamashiro, along with Alfredo Canencia. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Thank you for joining us today. You can find out more about Jen. In fact, Jen's kidney transplant journey. You can find out all about that at GoFundMe.com/. His will, not mine. GoFundMe.com/ His will, not mine. I would encourage you to stand by her prayerfully as well as donate to her in this journey toward her kidney transplant as she shares her story, as she shares her life journey with others and the hope that she has found in Jesus Christ.
You know, Jen, your story, the storms of life that you've gone through with this, you know, kidney failure and just how God has picked you up and, you know, you've experienced that intimacy with Christ. And for some people, that could be just good enough, you know, right there, just enjoying God and how God is so real to you and keeping you alive, you know. Mm-hmm. But you have this thought now, this next idea of possibly training to go into ministry. I mean, what was the process of that coming to you?
It was definitely a process, but at the same time, God works. His movements are, they just come, and you just be obedient, and it's really being obedient to His call and His will, and it was really more of that intimacy walk with Christ, and that's why it's so important to have that relationship with Him, and really hearing and discerning from Him, and not necessarily yourself. But, so before, and this is all pretty recent too, but prior to that, there was a time when I was sharing my testimony and, you know, inviting people into my life. There was a time when I started to settle. There was a time when I became comfortable. And I was like, you know, God, I know you're going to heal me in the eternal life. So it's okay. It's totally fine if you don't heal me now. I mean, I'm going to keep believing in faith, but the fight, that fervent fight, wasn't there. So I was getting comfortable as a typical 25-year-old. I was walking with Christ already, but I was getting easily distracted. One of the main distractions was social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. But I was getting easily distracted, getting caught up, and that's when I started to just sit in the back seat and not really drive or be on mission for God. And I could see that the enemy, and it's sometimes we have that. As Christians who've been walking for a long time, we sometimes can easily become comfortable. We forget what the mission or our purpose here in life is. And I began to settle. I began to settle for my current situation. But that's when God brought someone into my life. Amazing, amazing person. Strangers. They were strangers. It was a family. It was a mother and her daughter. Her daughter first came into our service. She was looking for a small group, and I was a small group leader. And I invited her into our group, and I started to share about my testimony, started to share about my life and story. Lo and behold, her mother was also going through kidney failure. And it was such a blessing because they were both God-fearing and God-loving people. I shared my story. She asked if I could hang out with her and her mom. That weekend, they invited me to breakfast, and she just started speaking so much truth. And sometimes we need to hear it. We need to rehear the gospel. We need to rehear the power of the true living God into our life, because we get comfortable. We do. And it's a time to repent. It really is an area to surrender and repent and acknowledge and to allow God to really work in our life. But she spoke truth into me. She said these words, not verbatimly, but along the lines where it's like, you are settling, and don't you realize that God has so much more for you in your life, has so much more work, that there is a spiritual battle going on in this world, and he has so much that he wants to do through you. And don't you know that God wants you at your best, and that means he is going to provide you with what you need. And that's when she started to proclaim, like, you are going to claim for a kidney transplant. You are going to claim for healing, for the funds. We're going to start fundraising today. I'm going to take a picture. And I didn't have makeup on. I was like, no, Auntie Anne, I'm not ready. I'm like, right now? Goes, yes, we're going to start now because we are going to claim it in Jesus' name. And I'm like, man, this lady. And at first, I stood back and I was so overwhelmed by it. But I was like, okay, God, I've been praying for this. I've been praying for someone to come into my life to be a steerhead, because I knew what had been done, but I wasn't taking the actions. And she ignited that. She ignited and kept speaking truth. And from then on, she asked me, and she even encouraged me to go in a time of just being quiet with the Lord and really hearing from him. And so I was called to go into fasting. And I fasted against social media. I deleted my apps from Instagram, Facebook. And it was weird how it happened too. It was the middle of the night. I was asleep already. And God seriously woke me up. And I'm asleep. And he said, delete it. Delete it. And you're fasting against social media, and spend time with me, my daughter. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll delete it tomorrow, God. And nope, I woke up. I woke up in that moment at like midnight and just deleted it. I was like, okay, I'm deleting it now. I didn't know how long to fast for, but I just felt like, hey, God, just help me in this. Whenever I felt the urge of wanting to go on, I went into prayer, read the word. I was like, hey, God, just fill me, less of the distraction. Exactly 7 days after, God's faithfulness just showed up as always. And that's when I really began to know, like, hey, this, I need to live for this God ultimately. Like, I've been walking with him, but I've never been allowing him to truly take over my life. And it was a constant reminder. On that seventh day, what my transplant wait list looked like for about 6 years actually turned into 1 year. Made that happen where I was ready to settle. I was like, oh, my transplant won't happen for another 6 years, so I won't fundraise. I don't have the funds, so I'll wait till the fifth year. But God just amazes us.
How did that happen?
Wow.
What was the process?
All of a sudden, the Kidney Foundation, this UNOS, the Universal Network of Organ System, they decided, you know, we're going to do things differently. And it was out of nowhere. It was more of a, we've been doing this, you know, for the longest time. It was always a list. You had to get on a list and you just wait as high as you get. And it was dependent upon your blood type. But this time around, they're like, we're going to allocate the kidneys differently. We're going to base it on your age, you know, your pre-existing conditions, you know, how you are with your medications and just how you are as a patient. And because of your age, you're young, you don't have diabetes or no other ailments. And the fact that I was also a nurse, they felt was really good too, because I'd be compliant. And they're like, okay, well, you score very, very well. So about roughly within a year, it's a new system. So it's not promised. It definitely is not necessarily promised. But from 6 years to within a year or so, that in itself was a miracle. And I just couldn't believe, like, God, you're so faithful in everything that you do. As long as we can remain confident in who he is and just take these steps of faith, it's just amazing how he will just fulfill those needs. And from then on, just my life with God was just even more and more. And I could never thought or grasp that I could fall so much in deeper love with an amazing God and in a relationship that he just constantly keeps me in awe of him. And from then on until now, God's just been planting of like, you need to share, you need to go out there, and I need to be equipped, and I need to be empowered, and the power of the gospel needs to be spread there.
It's an opportunity, Coach, for us to get involved in a miraculous work.
That's right, being part of that, man.
The marvel of God.
Yeah.
From 6 years to a year, it now makes sense, or at least it comes on our radar as to why, you know, Jen's sharing her kidney transplant journey.
Right now.
And why it's important to participate.
Yeah.
Donate.
Yeah.
Read her story. Go to GoFundMe.com/
yes,
His Will, Not Mine. It's because of that heart, His Will, Not Mine, these opportunities have opened. We can't explain it all, we can't understand it all, but God's grace is extended to Jen Gweb and extended to us to participate. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you on.
One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner.
Friday, June 19th.
Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministry
presents the 18th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Pearl Country Club.
Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. Visit jccy.org to register.
Teams are filling fast. Register today.
Learn about special sponsorships at jccy.org. See why golfers return year after year.
Friday, June 19th.
Register at jccy.org.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Yeah, it's really personal, you know, when you think about someone's life being extended, being saved. We have an opportunity with that of what God is already doing and orchestrating in the life of Jen Gweb. She's our guest today. I'm Danny Yamashiro along with Alfredo Canencia. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Thank you for joining us today. And let me just throw out this email, website to you, gofundme.com/His Will, Not Mine. It's really a story of Jen Gweb, her testimony.
Danny, just sitting here and hearing her share her testimony, I've heard it before, but it's so inspiring. And I know people are really blessed to hear it. You know, Jen, you sharing your story and meeting that lady, you know, helping you, you know, to fundraise and get ready for that transplant that's coming. Was 6 years, but now 1 year. God is doing something amazing. Now you have such a heart that you want to serve Him. You want to do whatever. And now you have this idea of going into the School of Ministry, mm-hmm. Every Nation Leadership Institute, to train and to be equipped. I mean, wow. I mean, all what you've gone through and just the idea to do that, what brought you to that place? I mean,
It really does go back to when Auntie Anne brought up, don't you know that God has so much more for you? When you're feeling defeated and in a crisis situation like this, sometimes we do give up. We feel the need, okay, I'll just try and survive. I'll just stay here and be comfortable.
But God, wait it out. Just wait it out.
Yeah, just wait it out until that time comes. But I truly believe that God doesn't call us into doing that, into a life that is comfortable. And the Word and the Bible talks about it and how really the truth and the purpose of it is really to go out and share the gospel. It's getting the good news. And when you're able to grasp the power of what it means and the truth behind it and who the Creator and who God really is, it's a fire of wanting to share it, to spread the gospel, to allow it to multiply and resonate in other people's lives. And my story in itself, just wanting to boast about it. Like, I will boast about my God and His faithfulness over my life. And if it also means to get equipped and empowered, then God, I'm just going to be obedient to Your call over me. And people sometimes are afraid. They don't understand why I'm doing this, or this doesn't make sense. And, you know, honestly, that's who our God is. He's a God of mystery. And sometimes that's what I've learned, that my problem is I'm always trying to figure out God. I'm like, God, like, why? Yeah. Why is this? Like, and we question Him so much. Right. Like, why is this happening? Why are you doing this? You know, all these questions come in. We're constantly trying to figure out God. But that's the beauty in it, too, is that we will never understand who our God is, because He is that amazing and that large and that full of mysteries, and He always works in ways that we will never understand.
It's a contrarian thought. Yeah. This is the normal way. This is the way. Even this is the way of faith.
Right.
And that itself, the way of faith, is unique. It's admirable. It's something that is appealing. It's a higher way, a higher road to live. But she's pushing it beyond that. That's the contrarian part, where it goes contrary to even faith. Right. Sometimes people will say, wait a minute, Jen.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, faith is faith. Right. Faith, you're stepping off, but this really doesn't make sense under the guise of the circumstance that you're in.
I think just the answering the call of God, I mean, you know, the process of this, Jen, letting go of your job.
Yeah.
Because she has to let go of that. I mean, a good paying job.
Stability.
Medical, you know, everything. And letting go of that to pursue the call of God. I mean, it's so inspiring just to think that. Yeah.
And it's just that constant reminder of that God is going to provide it. He's always, like, within these past few weeks, He's already been just doing such amazing work into my life. And
because you cut off, you stop, you transition from your job.
Yes.
I mean, that's going to affect insurance too.
Oh yes, and that was a big deal. A lot of people were so concerned, like, okay, what about your insurance? You know, you're getting employer's insurance. And honestly, I had to bring it up to surrender too. And Jen, a few years ago, would have, like, if I'd had the calling of being called into school of ministry, and I'd be like, oh God, I can't do it. You know, I need insurance. I need to make sure I get my medications, you know, in order for me to survive. You know, it's life or death kind of situation. Or because where would I get the finances? But knowing what God was already doing in my life, I could trust in that. And it was a big step in faith. And it's just stepping out in faith and knowing constantly that God is going to provide. And within these past weeks, He has been. I've entered into a season of where I really had to just rely on God bringing people, and just people who are willing to encourage and just, you know, provide the wisdom and what route to take. And I've been blessed with amazing social workers, with amazing nurses who guide me through it and are just so encouraged by my story in itself, that they themselves are helping me. I found an insurance, so I do have insurance. I'm being covered. But as well, I thought there were some premiums. There was going to be payments in it. And I was like, okay, God, all right, I have to pay this much amount every month, but I have no income, you know, not saved that much. I was already trying to save for my transplant. So, okay, I'm just going to just keep going. I'm going to keep going until you say no. And God just came in and poured me with resources, and I found out that there's a kidney foundation who's now paying for my insurance and just for my drug plans and medications, that God's been helping me with payment on that through outside sources, and I have no idea. And I'm just so humbled constantly and just always in tears, because He will always provide it. And it's amazing what God can really do in your life as long as you can truly trust that you're walking in His plan and being obedient to His plan.
So awesome. You know, Jen, just the fact that you said you will keep going until the Lord tells you no.
Yes.
And as you keep going, then the provision comes. A lot of times people are waiting for the provision before they go, but she's deciding to go.
Living
and as
faith.
You go, the faith that the Lord bring the provision. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I get this picture of, you know, the devil wanting to put the stamp of his thumb on her and to snuff her out, snuff out the enthusiasm, snuff out the hope. So here's one way, you know, she needs to be down because of her condition, her thumb, the devil's thumb. But she's not there anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to get her in this other area.
Yeah.
You know, she's not there anymore.
Yeah.
And she's moving. It's a fluid motion as God leads her. And sometimes I think we become stagnant. We stick around too long.
Don't stay there.
Where we become easy target, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you're elusive. Yeah. There's an elusiveness. Yeah. Coach, you know, you know what an elusive. You were elusive with the basketball.
Yeah.
Hard to guard.
Yeah.
She's elusive in life.
That's right.
In the spiritual life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think, what would you have to say about that in terms of the dynamic? Someone today might be feeling a little tension because they're comfortable, and you know, there's a place for comfort, for ease, for recuperation, rest, to you know, regroup. But there comes a certain point where, as you have said, and it's all very personal, right? You could get stuck. So what would you say to someone who might be close to that place of being stuck?
I mean, I know when I share a lot, people may say, like, oh, God's hand is so on you all the time. You're so blessed, you know, like, oh. And I may come off with an appearance of, like, oh, so happy and go lucky. But do know that the enemy tries. I'm telling you, there are days and nights where the enemy tries so much to bring me down, to try and get me or try to pull me down. And I am human. I am human too. So I will feel the effects of when the enemy is trying to speak lies or try to twist my words, or even like the enemy used scripture. The enemy used scripture on Jesus when he was out in that wilderness to try and tempt him still. And the enemy will try and do that. And I'm not
tempted him when he was very weak. weak.
Yes, too, very vulnerable.
Right? Because he had fasted for 40 days.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to lie and say that the enemy hasn't tried, because he has. But it's always that constant reminder of who my God is. And what I would really share and say is, and encourage, is to really know and get intimate with God. Get in the Word. Get in the Word and continue to believe and have faith in the God that is being, that you're reading about, and get into the Word and how Jesus lived out, and his heart and the compassion. And even though you're constantly reading it, be open to what God is trying to minister to you constantly. And the struggle or the situation that you're in, take it as well as a blessing. It's not fun to be in. It really isn't, in those dark valleys. But know and be reassured that God wants to meet you there, that God is going to be in the midst of your struggle. But it's during those times of pruning, during those times of stretching and molding, that you get so excited because God, you know, refresh me in a way, in a way where it's ultimately for your glory, for your kingdom, and use me.
Jen, we've got about a minute left. Could you pray a prayer of refreshment for our dear listener?
Yes. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for this time. I thank you for every listener that has tuned in to this show, God, and that there was an ordained time and reason why they're here right now in this moment listening, Lord. And I just pray, Father, for each listener, that they will be so ministered by your Word and just be moved and just really not only experience you, Father, but encounter you. Encounter you in such an intimate way that their point of surrender will be fully on you, God, that they can just look at the cross and really receive that salvation that your Son has done for us on that cross, God, for his blood that poured out, Father. So we thank you. We thank you for all who you are. Help us to constantly be humbled by you, and to know and glorify you always, and know that this life is not our own, but ultimately yours, God. So we thank you. We thank you for all you are. We pray for every situation that each listener is in. We love you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Jen Gweb, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank Coach, you thank you, Coach.
Oh, this is awesome. Awesome.
Dear one, as you listen today, you know, it is our hope, Pastor Alfredo, myself, Jen Gweb, our hope that you've been uplifted by her story, her insights. Jen Gweb. Jen, her last name, Gweb, G-U-I-E-B.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, G-U-I-B-E. Her website, GoFundMe.com/His Will, Not Mine. You know, God's timing is indeed perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And you know, if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation set up for you there. If you'd like to help us financially, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Jen Gweb. GoFundMe.com/His Will, Not Mine. Until next time, along with my co-host Alfredo Canencia, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll